As many as 60% of Australian teenagers have seen racist material online, and about a third of them have been exposed to terrorist propaganda. Those findings from the federal government's eSafety Commissioner coincide with the launch of a new website to help young people deal with disturbing content on the internet. Samantha Donovan reports.
More than 2,000 Australians aged between 12 and 17 were surveyed about their experiences online. 60% said they had been exposed to hateful or racist content. Julie Inman-Grant is the National eSafety Commissioner.
Well, they've seen a lot of hate directed towards minority groups, including Muslims, refugees, asylum seekers and Indigenous Australians.
How are young people reacting to this sort of material when they come across it?
50% of the young people that we spoke to said that they would take action in response to online hate and racism. And of course, we want to help young people do that in a way that's safe and positive. But then there's the other half of people who aren't doing anything, whether that's reporting the hate speech to the social media site or responding and standing up for a buddy or a person who might be the target of that hatred.
Was much of that material terrorist propaganda?
Our research showed that 30% of young people have seen some form of terrorist content online, and that's clearly an alarming statistic. Thankfully, the social media companies are getting better at identifying this content and taking it down. We also partner with Kids Helpline, So not only can the content be reported to the eSafety office, but we can put them in touch with emotional and mental well-being support staff should a child be traumatized.
Are internet filters not blocking that sort of material in homes or schools so children just don't come across things like videos of beheadings?
Well, exposure to inappropriate content is happening in a number of different ways. It could be pro-terrorist content or it could be extreme pornography. And filters certainly do have a role in helping protect young people, but we can't have a set-and-forget mentality amongst adults. There is no substitute for parents being engaged in their kids' online lives and helping them navigate the net together.
The Office of the eSafety Commissioner is launching a website called Young and eSafe. It aims to help youngsters deal with the material they come across online. Julie Inman-Grant says the resource was largely developed by children.
So the stories are based on real anecdotes and real scenarios that have happened. We also know that for young people today, it needs to be engaging content, it needs to be authentic, and it needs to be a little bit edgy to grab their attention. So we've got short videos on there that are meant to be conversation starters so that young people can use experiential learning, ask questions, think about the scenario, problem solve for themselves so they can hopefully apply those learnings to real-life situations as they encounter them online.
The eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, ending Samantha Donovan's report.